snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring.
One of the earliest birds to return to the Northland each spring is the snowbird, also known as the junco. These hardy little sparrows often come in on the first warm March wind, and they stick it out through the worst April Fool storms nature can conjure up. Juncos are the very easiest of sparrows to identify. Their backs and heads are solid slate gray or brown, and beneath, their tummies are pure white, described somewhat romantically as leaden skies above, snow below. Even as they fly away, juncos can be recognized. When their tail fans out, the outer white feathers show up like two white streamers. They're bigger than chickadees, weighing in at about a half to three-quarters of an ounce, about the same as three or four quarters. Juncos are ground feeders, and unlike most Northland birds, they seem to like grocery store birdseed mixes just fine. They also are especially fond of cracked corn. They eat sunflower seeds in great quantities, too, so I always recommend that if you buy only one kind of bird seed, make it sunflower. Juncos and other sparrows pick up spilled seed beneath feeders, often scratching on the ground to pick up hidden seeds. It's very important to keep old seeds raked up after the freezing weather ends each year. The warmth and moisture of spring allow many kinds of disease organisms to flourish in old seed shells, and ground-feeding birds are the most vulnerable. Juncos are hardy birds, breeding as far north as the limits of the tree line in northern Alaska. Northern Minnesota and Wisconsin are technically within their summer range, but except in remote coniferous forests, they aren't very common this far south. Daylight is the stimulus that awakens their mating behavior. They've been artificially stimulated to begin singing and breeding in sub-zero conditions in a laboratory by artificially lengthening their day length. Juncos occasionally strike up meaningful relationships with white-throated sparrows, and there are quite a few records of interbreeding between the two species. That's part of the evidence scientists use to classify them as closely related, explaining why they're usually placed near one another in field guides. It's possible that females exposed to both songs from the time they're in the egg get the songs mixed up. Juncos have a sweet trill. White-throated sparrows have a melodic whistle. Junco nests are usually built on the ground at the edge of clearings or even right on a roadside. In late March, when their migration peaks, drivers often spot huge flocks of juncos flying up from rural roadsides, their white tail streamers beckoning for a long distance as they fly away.
Spread your tiny wings and fly away.
That was Anne Murray. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.